This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Xcel Energy says about 4,500 customers lost power along the Front Range this morning. Heavy wet snow overnight knocked trees and power lines down. Xcel says crews have been working throughout the day and have restored power to most people. A little more than 300 customers are still waiting. Last night's storm dropped more than 7 inches of snow around the Denver metro. About 9 inches fell in Boulder. Highs tomorrow along the Front Range are in the 40s. I-25 southbound is closed north of the Denver metro due to a 23-car pileup. There are no reports of major injuries. There's also no estimate on when I-25 southbound will reopen. CDOT says to expect significant delays in both directions. Christmas is over, but what organizers say could be the world's smallest display for the holiday is still open in Lakewood. CPR's Eden Lane has the details.
The Denver Museum of Miniatures, Dolls, and Toys is hosting a special exhibit called The Littlest Christmas. It took artists 3 years to bring two dollhouses back to their original winter splendor for the show. One is inspired by the Betts O'Mara Childhood Home in Denver's Country Club District. The Littlest Christmas special exhibit is open weekends through January 22nd. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Southwest Airlines says it plans to resume normal operations tomorrow. The Dallas-based carrier says it expects minimal disruptions to service during that time. Southwest has struggled to recover from cancellations that left many passengers and crews stranded over the holidays. Nearly 300 flights in total were canceled at DIA today. This is CPR News and KRCC.